Hi Zennies, it's Lola and welcome to this edition of Lessons with Lola. And today we want to talk about procrastination, also known as hazardous deferment. And I call procrastination hazardous deferment because it is hazardous to our own self-image and self-worth to defer things that can be done now. Because when we engage in active procrastination, what tends to happen is that instead of feeling good about ourselves and being able to say, well, I'm not doing this task because I'm relaxing or because I'm waiting, instead, we beat up on ourselves over and over again and develop an internal hateful dialogue with self. And this is destructive. And so that's why it's important to not procrastinate. How do you break procrastination? Well, first of all, be proactive. Make lists. Lists are really important because they help us to prioritize things that need to be done in a timely fashion. Now, it's important to not overload a list with too many tasks to accomplish. But if you make a list of four things that you'd like to have accomplished, and then you can check off two of those things, that's a success. Be happy and pleased with that. Also, subscribe to the notion that some is better than none. Don't convince yourself that you have to get into an all or nothing thing. I have to clean the entire house or the day is worthless. No, some is better than none. If you can get part of a task accomplished, then you're still being proactive and you can check that off as a success and you can prioritize the timely completion of the task at hand. Also, deprivation. Deprivation is a tool that can build willpower in order to complete things that need to be done. So, deprive yourself or delay getting something for yourself that you really, really want or doing something that you really deem is fun. So, for instance, you may say, I need to run errands and go to the bank and clean the house and cook dinner, and then I'm going to go to the movies. Well, delay that movie outing and do some of the things that need to be done first, and then you can use that outing as a reward, an incentive. And so you've delayed the immediate gratification that you would get from just running out and going to the movies by doing something that needs to be done first.